I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, you look at that. Taylor Swift, just in time, cleared to perform at the AMAs.
Yeah, she's come to an agreement. And Big Machine and Dick Clark Productions, who's putting on the AMAs, have said, okay, you can perform and you'll be allowed to stream it on mutually agreed upon platforms after the performance is over, which was the whole bone of contention here.
Yeah, that was the hang up because artists don't need to get permission to perform their music live, whether they own their masters or not. It was that streaming aspect. I wonder what Dick Clark would say about all this if he were still alive.
Oh, God. He's moved past this.
He's famously outspoken about artists' rights.
Yeah, no, this is an interesting win for Taylor Swift in this whole situation, and I feel like she definitely came out on top on this one, so we'll see what happens in the future.
Kylie Jenner sold $600 million share of her company.
51% now owned by Coty Cosmetics, which is a lower-end brand of cosmetics, but they're still going to sell the high-end brand at luxury department stores and at online digital platforms as well.
Yeah, the plan is to take it worldwide. Coty has a real good worldwide
distribution.
Yeah. I remember Coty Airspun face powder from the 80s. And recently I walked into like the Dollar Tree and they had a whole stack of them.
There you go.
And I bought four because...
You wanted to go back to the 80s?
I don't care if they're from 1988 and they've been sitting in a box somewhere. That stuff is cheap. And it's good.
Well, it seems like Kylie can just kind of hang out now, and she's going to be doing, you know, consulting on things and still doing that. But the lion's share of the work is on Coty now.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, last night, spoiler alert, it was a really tough week for James Van Der Beek.
Yes, it was.
In a few different ways. He was sent home. He also announced that his wife had a miscarriage.
Their sixth child.
And Allie Brooke, one of the sweetest things because she was in the bottom. And she was saved from elimination. It's so tough because Dancing with the Stars is one of those things. At a certain point, take it out of the hands of the fans.
I mean, they're
just
ruining
give it to the best dancers out there.
Yeah,
come
they're
on.
Ruining everything.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. And J-Lo, I don't know if you saw this story.
Yes.
She has another accolade to her
I don't know how she did
her
this.
Her resume. She is named one of GQ's Men of the Year.
Wow, on International Men's Day, no less.
Yep, there you go, J-Lo. You're more man than me.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.